Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom Aleichem. Hashem should continue to provide us all with protection, Bezos Hashem, and to get through these times most optimally. Beguf ubenefesh, Mitzvah Hashem. I want to briefly recap what we've been discussing these last couple of days, and then move on in this very, very great program of the Haggadah. So, we've been laying down the setting. We've been laying down the setting of the Haggadah, which is basically laid out from the beginning of the Haggadah until the part of Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. We say how basically what we're doing is establishing the setting, showing how Hashem is asking us. In Mitzrayim, He told us, my children, people are hurting you, obviously saying this in a very simplistic and brief way, but basically, the setting of the Leil HaSeder and that great night in Mitzrayim was Hashem said, my cherished child, people are hurting you. There are bullies outside. You sit down around the table and just enjoy. Here I have some good food for you. You sit and enjoy. Stay inside. Let me deal with them. And then he went out and smashed their faces. That's basically what happened. Now, where did it go from there? Okay, I'm sorry. And the way this was expressed was that we are basically being showed primarily two points. Number one, Hashem is showing us Himself, and number two, He's showing us His love for us, His love for each individual of us. If you want to think of it in other terms, which will basically recap everything that we've said in these last 2 days, we are like the poor child, the vagabond who's been out in the streets, always thinking that he was an orphan, not realizing that that wasn't the case, but always thinking that he was an orphan, that he had no one caring for him, that he was simply at the mercies of all the different bullies out there. And then suddenly it turned out that actually the king of the area was his father. I'm sorry, just 1 minute. Nobody should turn on the phone. I keep hearing the music. So this is what we experienced throughout the period of Mitzrayim and throughout the period of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and on that night specifically, and we'll get to that more. So we're sitting down on Lil Pesach at the Lil HaSeder, and Hashem is telling us, my children, I want you to sit down again, and relive all that. Okay. And we spend the build up of the Haggadah when we talk about the sages sitting in Bnei Brak, and when we talk about the four sons, and then when we talk about how you might think that you would do it from Rosh Chodesh, Yochom Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Loim Abayim Ahu. Basically, what we're showing with all this is how important it is to Hashem that each of us studies this, that each of us internalizes this, how important it is to Him that He gets every last one of us in this system, in this relationship with Him, and how important it is to Him that we spend this night specifically, the night that He designated for this, for renewing, rejuvenating this relationship with Him and re-experiencing it again. Okay. Then we get to the next part of the Haggadah, which is really where it starts. This is really where the Haggadah itself starts. What do I mean by the Haggadah itself starts? The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Chazal set up the structure like this. Chazal set up the structure by saying, Poischin Bignus U'Misayim Bishvach. You have to start with our lowly state, and then you move your way up to, I mean, you make your way through the story, starting from the lowest point, and you move your way up to the glorious culmination. Okay. What was that lowly state? So, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether you actually start from Itchila Oivde Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu, whether you start all the way back at the beginning from the time that our forefathers were idolaters, from the time of Terach, or whether you simply start from the fact that we were slaves. So we go through the whole process, and we go all the way back to the beginning. And this is really adding more dimension to what we've been discussing. We go all the way back to the beginning, to Terach. That's where our story starts. Terach. Terach was an idolater. He was one of all the rest of mankind. And basically, that was at the point of history that Chazal term as the years of nothingness. The years when people weren't recognizing Hashem, even though there were those that did at that point, but wasn't adequate. This was not what Hashem had in mind for his Bria. And Hashem was waiting. Generations went by. And Hashem was waiting for mankind to justify its existence, to justify his creation. How much of mankind would that take? So you know what? Here we have one of the most inspiring psukim that we say every day, but let's appreciate its significance. We say every day in Shachris, Ato Hashem, Ato Osisa es Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim v'chol tzva'om, Haoretz v'chol asher oleha, Hayamim v'chol asher bahem, V'ato mechaye es kulom, Utzva Hashemayim l'cho mishtachavim. Ato hu Hashem Elohim asher bachalto ba'avrom. What does that pasuk mean? What the pasuk means is we say, you Hashem, you own all of the heavens and all of their hosts. You have to think about that to appreciate the immensity of the heavens, right? All of the galaxies. Earth is just one tiny speck in the Milky Way. And you own all of Earth. And you own all of the seas and everything in it, all of the complexity of Earth. The entire universe is yours. And what interests you? What interests you? Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bachalto Be'Avram. You are Hashem Elokim who chose Avram, which means what? Which means that in the entire workings of the broad universe, there was one thing that attracted Hashem's attention. There was one tiny person down there who was trying to reach out to him, who was trying to connect to him. One person in millions. One person in the whole universe. Hashem is busy working the whole solar system. But there was one person down there who came from nowhere. He was not part of the, he was a descendant of Shem, but he wasn't a part of the tradition that still knew Hashem, right? He was elsewhere. Shem was in Yerushalayim. He was elsewhere, Mesopotamia, whatever you call it. And he began seeking Hashem, but in a more intense way than anybody before him had ever done. And Hashem singled him out and said, you know what? This is what I was waiting for in my universe. This is, for me, the meaning of my entire universe. This is the person that I'm going to now shift my attention to. And now the story of the universe is the story of this one man. But Victor Miller would point out that if you note how in the Chumash, the psukim from the beginning, and Bereishis already, seem to be a little bit imbalanced. It talks about Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaOretz. Hashem created the Shemayim and the Oretz. That's an imbalance because the Oretz, Earth, is, again, like we said before, it's not like there are two equal things here. The heavens are so much more vast than Earth. Earth is just one planet among who knows how many stars and planets, etc. But they're just kind of put in equal footing in the first pasuk in the Torah. But then it moves on even stranger. The imbalance is perpetuated because immediately the focus of the Torah zooms in on Earth. And the Shemayim, the vast Shemayim, just recede into the background. Why is that? Because that's where Hashem's focus was. The Torah, the way the Torah lays it down, it reflects Hashem's focus. Hashem created a vast universe, but his focus was immediately zoomed in on Earth. And then, note how quickly the psukim moves through all the different aspects of the Bria. It quickly moves through the creation of the atmosphere and the creation of the sun and the moon and the creation of all of plant life and the creation of all of animal life. These are things that can fill volumes and volumes and shelves, libraries, right? But the pasuk moves through it very quickly. All of a sudden, when it reaches the creation of man, it slows down. It slows down. There's a whole preface, and Hashem, the Torah, gives a lot of focus to the creation of man. Once again, why? Because this is, again, reflecting Hashem's interest and Hashem's focus. Yes, I created an entire world. It's an amazing world. And there's an awful lot of detail and beauty there. But forget about that right now. There's something much more important appearing on the scene now. And what's that? That's man. Then you move on, and you move through generations. And it reaches a point where Avraham Avinu appears on the scene. And what happens? This pattern repeats itself again. All of a sudden, the rest of mankind moves into the background. And from this point on, the focus of the Torah is on Avraham Avinu and his family. Why? Again, don't make the mistake of thinking, well, the Torah is the story of the Jewish people. No, that's not why. It's true, but that's not why. The reason, the Torah reflects Hashem's focus. The Torah is Hashem giving his view on the world. So at Hashem, now, is when the focus of the Torah zooms in on Avraham, what that means is that now, as far as Hashem is concerned, Avraham Avinu is the focus. And from that point, through the rest of the Torah, it's Avraham Avinu and his family. And the rest recedes into the background. Rabbi Victor Miller put it was, when there were great people at that point in the world. There was Shem. Eve might have been living then. There was Aver. But Avraham Avinu came, and they all paled in comparison. The way Rabbi Victor Miller put it is that you can have shining stars, but when the sun comes up, you stop seeing them. Avraham Avinu was the sun. And when he came up, he captured Hashem's attention, he captured Hashem's focus, and now the story of the world is the story of Avraham Avinu. And this is where we are now in the Haggadah. We are noting Hashem choosing our ancestor. We started from a place of nothing. We could have been like the rest of the world, but we ended up becoming Hashem's people. Why? Because of our great ancestor Avraham. And we have to realize that us today, we are the reward that Avraham got for becoming that person. Avraham Avinu tells Hashem at one point, Hashem tells him, Al tira Avraham, zchorcha harbe me'oid. Avraham, you have nothing to fear, you have a lot of reward. At that point, Avraham Avinu didn't have children. So Avraham Avinu tells Hashem a very strange thing. He says, Hashem, aleikim matiten li, v'anoichi oile chariri. Hashem, What can you offer me when I'm going without seed? Now, Reb Shimshon Pinkus points out, he says, what's that supposed to mean? Avraham Avinu knew who Hashem is. He tells him, you have a lot of reward. Can you imagine what kind of Gan Eden is waiting for him? So Reb Shimshon Pinkus says that here's what Avraham Avinu meant to say to Hashem, and this is really the significance of the next leg of the Haggadah. Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, I don't want reward, because I don't want a business relationship with you. I'm not interested in reward. What I'm interested in is that my achievements, all the effort that I put into discovering you and to connecting with you, I want that to become something eternal. I want to be joined up with you for all the rest of posterity. How? Through seed of my own that will continue to be what I was. That's what I want. And this way, I will become the Am Hashem. I want to be, Father, I want to be the people of Hashem, the people who are bound up with Hashem, the people who, like we said yesterday, the family of Hashem. This is what Avraham Avinu was expressing to Hashem. And it was at that point that Hashem said to him, Hashem granted the request. Avraham Avinu had earned that. Avraham Avinu had earned that he should merit having progeny that are going to be bound up with Hashem, as his family, floating above the rest of the entire world for all the rest of eternity. And then Hashem tells Avraham Avinu something very solemn. And this is where the Haggadah goes from there. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you seed. That seed will be the continuation of you. It'll be the continuation of your relationship with me. But forming an Am Hashem is not such a simple business. I, Hashem says, so to speak, I'm going to turn this into kiviyachol, a personal project. I'm taking this upon myself as the reward for Avram to breed his seed, to breed his family into who are later going to become the nation of Hashem, the Am Hashem, the people that will be bound up with Hashem for all the rest of history. And this is where we begin the process. Hashem says that it's not going to be a simple process. Your family is going to have to go through ordeals as I forge them into my people. And this is where the Haggadah then moves on and says how it describes the pasuk where Hashem says, we say, "Mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu aviseinu." Originally, our ancestors were idolaters. "Va'achshav kervanu amakom la'avodosei." But Hashem brought us close to Him, and we cite the pasuk that says, "Vayomer Yeshua al kol ha'am." Yeshua said to everybody, "Koyama Hashem elokei Yisrael." He wants us to appreciate the process that He went through, that He conducted in order to turn us into His family. He says, "Me'eva hano yoshva v'sechem me'olam." Your forefathers, your ancestors, were always on the other side of the river Terach, right? The father of Avram and the father of Nachor. Ve'yavdu Elohim acherim, and they worshipped other gods. But vo'ekaches avichem Avram. Once Avram reached out to me, I took him me'eva hano. I turned him into my personal project. I put him through all kinds of processes that were going to refine him and purify him and make him even more worthy, more fit to be so bound up with me. I took him and once he was putting in those efforts, I made it my project to help him succeed. I took him away from those, from that environment which would be holding him back. I brought him to Canaan, which is the land that is conducive for getting close to Hashem. And I gave him a lot of seed. And I also put them through a lot of ordeals. He says that I put a lot of, so to speak, and I invested a lot into this project. I gave Avram Yitzchak. And then I gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. Esav, I moved him out of the scene. I moved him out of the way. I gave him Seir to have him out of the picture so that I can, again, focus my efforts on Yaakov. Yaakov then had to go down to Mitzrayim because this is where Hashem was going to create His people. He was going to turn them from a family, a relatively small family, into a nation of millions. Now here is where it required a divine plan, and this is the significance of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Had the Hashem committed to Avram Avinu that I'm going to turn your family into my people? How do you get from a family of, okay, it reached 70 people, but as they're going to start branching out, how do you control that everybody's going to hold on to the tradition, etc.? If the Jewish people, if Avram Avinu's family, Yaakov's family, would have continued to multiply in Canaan, they would have started spreading out. They would have turned into all kinds of different tribes, like the other nations did. They would have split into different nations. And by the time they would have developed into a sizable enough number of people, what would happen? Then there would be a message calling everybody to come get together at Har Sinai. Some people would come, some people wouldn't come. Hashem said, no, while they're still a small family, I'm going to put them into controlled breeding. I'm going to bring them down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is going to be like an incubator, controlled breeding grounds. They're distinct. There's nowhere for them to spread out. Canaan had 31 different nations, all kinds of different tribes spread out. They would have developed into different tribes, and there would be no way of putting them back together, turning them into an Am Hashem. Hashem said, this is going to be my project. I'm putting them into controlled breeding in Mitzrayim. They're going to be a distinct race where they stand out from everybody else, and they're going to be contained. Nobody's going to be able to get out of there. Assimilation won't work. They're a despised race. And I'm going to put them through ordeals that are going to refine them and ultimately get them to the place where they can become my people. So this, us, Klal Yisrael as an Am Hashem are the product of Avraham Avinu's great dedication, which was rewarded by Hashem saying, I am going to make your family into a divine project of mine to turn them into my people. And this is what we're discussing here at this point in the Haggadah, the understanding that Hashem took us down to Mitzrayim. The idea was to, yes, let them breed under controlled conditions where nobody can get out, run away, put them through a very hard time, bring them to the greatest depths of despair, and then suddenly to appear. Hashem would appear in his full glory, dafka when we're at the depths of despair, right? If everything was fine, hunky-dory in Canaan, we wouldn't necessarily feel the need to come unite with Hashem and become his people. Things are fine. Dafka from the depths of despair, Hashem suddenly catapulted them, showed them the greatest of things, the most glorious experiences ever in history, and this is what put the stamp of the Am Hashem on all of Klal Yisrael as an entire nation. As a nation of, we're talking about 600,000 between 20 and 60, so let's say about 2 million people, put them through a lot, which developed their sensitivities, put them through a lot of pain, brought them to despair, and then all of a sudden came and said, now, watch me cream your enemies, and watch what I do for you. Watch how I'm going to smash all the greatest forces of nature to smithereens because you're my family. This was the experience of the slavery in Mitzrayim followed with the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is that next stage of the Haggadah, which puts into perspective everything we've been discussing before. It's the background, it's the appreciation of what's involved in the fact that Hashem took us close to Him, showed us who He is, and joined us with Him to become His family for all the rest of history. We move on to Bezras Hashem tomorrow. We move on to a very poignant aspect of this, which is quite relevant to our situation today. We'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Meanwhile, everybody should keep well and safe, and Hashem should protect us all together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Good night.